كان الرجل يتبع الجزور إلى أن تنتج الناقة ثم تنتج التي في بطنها. متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. أخو عبد الله بن عمر من الله بكير الدين يسأل بل مبلغ الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى قبيش عن بيع حبل الحبلة. قبيش بسبيل of حبل الحبلة. الحبلة is a plural of الحابل and الحابل means الحامل pregnant. So الحبلة means the pregnant animal. نعم حبل حبل الحبلة حبل الحبلة the حبل there is a mother from حبلة that is for an animal to be pregnant. حبل is pregnant. But the Arabs as I said we use مفعول اسم المفعول. They will use مصدر for اسم المفعول. So the fetus or the babe in the womb will be called what? Haban. Will be called what? Haban. The Haban, Haban, Habala, that is what is in the womb of the pregnant animal. So let us go back to the meaning. Naha and Bay Habalin Habala. It forbids the sale of the fetus in the womb of the animal. Why? Why you can tell us why? Because of the zarar here, uncertainty. There is uncertainty in it. If you say, okay, this is your camel that is pregnant. This is your camel that is what? That is pregnant. The fetus, when it is born or delivered, I would like to buy it. Or that one that is what? In the womb now. If that one grows up and what? It becomes pregnant, what? It is in its womb, I will buy it. I'm buying it from you now. So you can't really tell what this camel is going to what? It's going to give birth to. Is it going to be what? Alive or dead? You can't tell. Not to talk of what? Buying what that camel that is what in the womb now is going to what? So we are having what? Three stages now. The first one is what? The pregnant animal. So the pregnancy, if it is delivered, I want to buy it, I'm buying it, I'm paying for it now. There is uncertainty because I can't tell whether it will be delivered what? It will be stillbirth or it will what? It will be delivered alive. I can't really tell. So no talk of now relying on that one. Keep that one now. Now, when it becomes pregnant again, what that one is going to have. So, this is what is haram. Some people, they will do this. Why are they interested in what? In the pregnancy of an animal. What can be the reason why somebody will be interested in the fetus, in the babe, in the womb of an animal? Why? It doesn't make sense. As it sounds, it doesn't make sense. But why should the people, why should they buy it in Jahiliya? Why?
You want to
Well, there is one important point. Take for example, somebody has a people who use arms to fight one another. Huh? So there is a ram that is noted. It's popular with God with fighting. So one may think that God, if it has works, maybe let the sheep, if it has maybe the baby, that child will also be like the kid will be like it. So just to continue to benefit from what? Somebody may pay in advance. Does it make sense now? It makes sense. But one may ask, why are they interested in buying? So it makes sense now. But this is forbidden, because you can't give them what is going to be delivered. Right, what silver is going to be delivered alive. You can't tell. So after you pay, so the boss is not telling you to, I thought it would be so and so, but it happened to be the other way around. Give me my money now. Have you seen those? So this will result towards to call it, to prove it. And that is what it's called Beul Zara. Something that works on Saturday. You can't really tell what will happen. So message of Allah forbid this. Wakana be an yatabaya ubu and jahiliya. This is the kind of what transaction that the people of Jahiliya will do. Kana rajul yata'u jazur. A man may buy a jazur, a camel. Ila antunta jannaqa. Then what? The naqa is what is delivered. Toma tuntaj alayhi kibatiya. Then the one in his womb will be delivered. Now, what he may do, what maybe another person has paid for that one. So, one may say, okay, even that one is in his own womb, in his womb, if that one is also what he to deliver to and pay for. But another person will come. So, they all want they will gather. This is something they will be in Jahiliya. Message of Allah forbid it. This is just an example of the old barak that will happen during the time of Jahiliya. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن بيع الولاء وعن هبته متفق عليه. Likewise from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم or from Abdullah ibn Umar from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he forbade what? Bay al-wala, you know al-wala, what is al-wala? What is not al-wala? Huh? Support. Okay? Al-wala, that is in al-wala wal-bara. Huh? Al-wala is wali. Huh? And so somebody is a wali. So al-wala is what? Friendship, kind of relationship. So, al-wala, the opposite is what? Al-bara. Bara is the one to dissociate oneself from a person. So, al-wala is the mu'min, wal-bara is the kafir. Friendship with the believer and what? Dissociating oneself from the unbeliever. What it has to do with what? The issue of the deen. Obviously. But the wala here is when a slave is set free. When a slave is set free, somebody sets free a slave, he buys a slave. He now sets the slave free. When the slave dies, if he doesn't have inheritors, those that will inherit him, a bequest will go to the one who has set him free. How is he slave? We have read this before, when the people of Barira, they wanted to sell her, and they were what? they were saying that what if Aisha sent Afri, they will allow Bilal. And the Messenger of Allah said what Al Wala Biman A'taqa. Wala, that is relationship to the essence of what is anything. The one who is set free goes to the one who has set that person free. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "And for them, wala, the same of al wala." Let's say, for instance, that what I said to you is slave. The slave now dies. Who is to inherit? If the slave doesn't have, goes to inherit him. You know what I said him to you is what? His inheritors and inheriting his children, but he doesn't have children now. Those who inherit, who inherit him? Are we the ones who inherit him? Now, the Messenger of Allah said, I cannot sell it. I cannot transfer that inheritance to somebody else by saying, I can't do that. Not only that, and I cannot give it as it is. I can't transfer it by collecting price, or what? As a gift. So I will be the one, to what? To inherit. And if I'm no more alive, this is only given to my male child. This is given to my male child. So this cannot what? This cannot be given to somebody else. This cannot be, it cannot be sold. So this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الحصى وعن بيع الغنم رواه مسلم. الإمام مسلم reported from Abu Huraira that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade بيع الحصى. What is الحصى? الحصى nobody. الحصى means to Al-Hassar, stone. So, there we have the sale of stone. Is that the meaning of the hadith that you can't sell stone? Or this, what, granite and the like, you can't sell them? No, that is not the meaning of the hadith. The meaning of there we have is a kind of transaction that the people will do in Jahiliyyah. Somebody will take stone, and he said, this stone, throw it, all this piece of land that belongs to me. So if you throw this stone, wherever it gets to, I'm selling it to you for so and so amount. If the person is a good one, throw up. So if he throws, maybe from this place, so let the first gate for instance. And the person has what? Collected. I said, what I'm selling it for you for 50,000 naira. Thinking that was, you now will not be able to throw it more than a plot. So when this man threw it very well, the extent that was, it covers about 6 acres. So what did that lead to? We need to watch skills. So this is what they would rather is uncertainty, because you can't tell when it, where the person is going to throw it. You know, in the human, the Yoruba land, do that type of they just okay, bring 5,000 there. And watch, just through the stone wherever it can get to. This is known as what they will have for during the time of the Prophet of Allah. It forbade it because it contains what? Zara. The same thing happens to or applies to saying, okay, maybe the person attempt maybe clothes, different types of clothes. And that says, okay, any store, any clothes that you throw this stone to, you get what? You get it for this price. He now threw the stone, and the stone is what? Maybe the best. And the price that he has collected is what? It's a very little amount. Or he has collected a lot from him, but the person, the stone eventually is what? A cloth that is not worth it at all. This is what they will have that is starting to hear. So it may be this, it may be this. But it started at once, it will be one of them. And that's why gambling, when you say gambling, it falls under this. Al-Qimar falls under what? Al-Zara. Gambling falls under Zara. And that's why if you understand this, you know the root of all these various types of what? Businesses that are what? Coming out now. When you are told that what you pay 100 naira, your text what? You text 419 to so one number. And what? They will deduct 100 naira from you. You stand a chance of winning what? You will not win it. Huh? So this is what? They will gather. This is gambling. So they will have thought they will do this. So at times they will say what? Okay, this stone hold it, I'll hold it stone. If I drop the stone, so when it falls, so that is what the time that you are going to get the thing. So if you hold it for a long time, that is what you stand here waiting. So and that's why the message of Allah is the word Bayul Hasor. The transaction that is done using Hasor to stone to determine it for me because it falls under Zara. He said what? Wa Bayul Zara. He mentioned an example before he mentioned what? The general rule. The general rule is that what he forbade Bayul Zara. But Bayul Hasor is part of what? Bayul Zara. Just as what Be'u Habal in Habala is part of the Be'u Zara. There are a lot of examples in the past. And we have a lot of examples now. And that's why Be'u Zara is forbidden. In whatever comes it comes. Once you understand this principle and people are introducing you to something, you know, this is what is starting. This is the Uzara, which is what we should be avoided. So all these trial of luck that they think that they will bring to you, that if you touch the number, you have a high chance of winning a aeroplane, all these small things that phone, generator, things like that. You just got a number. All this, they are all what? Zara. And they are gambling. And every gambling is what? Every gambling is Zara. Every gambling falls under Zara. And when we say gambling, gambling is what is certain that what? One of you is going to lose. The only thing that you don't know the one who is going to lose. But it's certain that one will lose for the other to what? To make profits. So that is what? Gambling. And gambling falls under Zara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade this. Now, some Zara may be overlooked in the Sharia. Some Zara may be overlooked in the Sharia. Easy. I want to buy an egg now. Do I know what is inside the egg? That I like the food or not? Huh? I don't know. Am I going to say that what you have to break the edge to know what is inside the box? So this type of garage, we call it garage that is beforehand. Because there is no way you can get it except by destroying that thing. Somebody wants to sell to you a building, for instance, a house. And I say, how do I know that what the foundation of that house is what is solid? Let us do it. So this type of garage, you don't have to watch TV before you can buy it. This is what garage that is ma'afu ani. Because there's no way. You want to buy one notch. If what is inside is not good, I'm not going to pay. How will the person know that what is inside is good or not? You can't tell. So obviously they are what? Garage that is ma'afu ani. But general principle is that what garam is haram. That is the general principle. Unless the one that doesn't have what way out. So all these non-tested of a thing that people say, non-tested, they are all, they are garam. You go there, you want to get one. As you are going, you'll be supplicating. Because you want it to us to work. And the person has told you that what is not tested. So what you are doing is what is gathered. So when you buy it and it doesn't work, you will regret it. So it is something that one of you will lose for the other to benefit. Yes. And it goes for what? Something that is worth 10,000 naira because it is not tested, you have to watch. Pay 500 naira or 1,000 naira. When you marry it and it starts working, the one who has told it to you when he hears that, and I would have watched, I would have used this thing for myself, I would have told it more than this amount. So this is what is gara, and that's why this known tested is what is gara. It is gambling. So it is starting that what one person will lose for the other to profit. And one of these things is that what both of you may profit, both of you may lose, one person may lose, and the other one will make profit. No matter business. You enter into what? A normal business with what? The intention that what? You may lose or make profit. It is not that what? One is what is the most. Between you and the seller or the buyer. That if you are losing, that means what? The buyer is what? Profiting. And when you are profiting, that means what? The buyer is losing. Once it involves something like this, that means what? You are dealing with what? Gara. You are dealing with qimar, which is what? Haram. وعلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من اشترى طعاما فلا يبيعه حتى يكساله رواه مسلم. And from him he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من اشترى طعاما, whoever buys a food, a foodstuff, فلا يبيعه, he shouldn't sell it حتى يكساله until he has measured it. What does this mean? That if somebody is selling food stock, he has measured it, maybe it is to a 20 derica, for instance, that you have bought. So you want to sell it to somebody else, that person should not say what? I'm getting 20 dericas like that. This is what should be measured. Because you may sell it for selling to him with what? The intention that what is 20 dericas. The person that has sold it to you may have what? Measured it incomplete. And you are selling it as something that is what? That is complete. So since it's something that what? That you are measuring, you have to what? Remeasure it. This is what? In order to avoid falling into what's concerning. And that's why, if you look at Islam critically, it doesn't want us to wrong one another. So what you know you want to say to somebody, one, Islam says what you must take possession of that thing before you. You say, you advise something from somebody, don't say that thing until you have taken possession of it. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Even when you are selling something, when you buy something from somebody, you can't sell that thing until you have moved it away from the shop of that person. Maybe you buy, let's say for instance, a generator from the shop. I want to sell that generator to somebody else. You can't sell it while that generator is in that person's shop. You have to move it out of that person. So the transaction between you and that person is concluded. As long as that is the shop of that person, the transaction is not concluded. If it gets stolen, it is what? It is the seller that will be responsible for it. This is the way Islam looks at it. If it gets stolen, it is the seller that will be responsible for it, not the buyer. So, and that's why the buyer should take whatever he has purchased, should take it away from the shop of that person. If he doesn't take it away from the shop of the person, that means he hasn't gotten the possession of that thing. So, based on that, he cannot sell it to another person. And the possession of a thing has to do with what? The nature of that thing. Take for instance, if I buy a house from somebody, what will stand for the taking of the possession of that house? Huh? Getting the keys and the documents or what of the house. When I get the keys and the documents of the house, that is what I've taken possession of it, then I can sell it. But the keys, the documents of the house, have not been handed over to me. I can't sell it to another person. When I do that, I'm getting myself involved in something of what? Of God. And the Messenger of Allah forbade it. If it is something that is movable, you buy a refrigerator, for instance, or you buy a TV set, or you buy a radio, the receipt is not sufficient as what the taking of what of the possession of that thing. You have to take that thing away from the shop of that thing before you are considered to have taken possession of that thing and before you can sell it. And that's why there are many ahadith about this. You have the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, the hadith of Hakim ibn Hizam, that the Prophet said at what? You should not sell things when you buy them. حَتَّى يَحُوذَ أَتُجَّارُ إِلَى الْحَلِيمِ Until the tujjar, the traders, they take those things to watch to their places. So this is something that you have to take note of. A lot of us, we fall in things like this when we make transactions. Something that you have not gotten the possession. Try to tell that this is haram. Say if you got something that has documents and things like this and it is movable. So getting the documents and what moving is considered to be what possessing it. Any something that is not movable, getting the keys and the documents will be what? Will be a possession. So this is something that is important. When we do not do this, we'll be falling in what is known as the al-gharah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu one day wanted to sell something to somebody. He bought it from a shop. So, and he was trying to sell it. As he was trying to sell it, somebody just heard him. And said, Messenger of Allah said, so and so, that when you buy something, don't sell it where you have bought it until you have taken it out of that place. So that means you have concluded your transaction with the seller. How is it clear? So inshallah, let us stop here. For the next hadith is going to be a bit lengthy discussing it. So what we have learned from this hadith, the hadith of Habal al-Habala and the hadith of Dawul al-Aswar and the hadith of when you buy foodstuff, you should not sell it until you have what? Measured it. So that you know that what you are given is also complete. And what you've been given is also complete. So that you do not need to watch quarrel between all. But when I got them and I measure it, I discover that what? Huh? There is a reduction. In order to avoid the type of disagreement. So this is not restricted to foodstuff only. Anything that is measurable or that is countable, to make sure you count it before you sell it or you buy it as well. Not at all when I get to my counting it. Somebody gives you, for instance, maybe you buy something from you and pays you. If you say, okay, this is 20,000, I just collect it to put it what? In your pocket. Huh? Later you now count it and say what? You discover that maybe 19,500 naira. Are you going to present it to that person? Are you going to say what? You are giving me 19,500 naira? Or are you going to say what? I've lost 500 naira out of it. What is played at what you say what he has given you 19,500 naira. And that person wants to say, I counted that money. I did this, I did that. So in order to avoid this type of what? Suspicion. So when you are buying something, you make sure what you count it or you measure it so that you won't get home and you start accusing the one who has sold it to you. So if you do not count it or you do not measure it, you should not blame any person except yourself. And that's why when you went from bank, for instance, and you give you money and you do not count it. Huh? When you get home, you come back to them that they are giving you, they add more. So you shouldn't blame any person except yourself. That is a part of the hadith. Another one that says what? Laiz Uruna Rahman Rahim. في أول قراءة وآخرها. So they will not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of the recitation and the end. So this is why they said what it is not part and parcel of Suratul Fatiha. I mean the hadith of Anas. Then the hadith of Abu Huraira, as you have mentioned, you know, they also use the other one that says what I divided Salah between me and my servant. So it started with what Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It did not start with what Bismillah. And this is also from Abu Huraira. So the other one is also from Abu Huraira or Bismillah Rahman Rahim. It's the ayat. Bismillah Rahman Rahim is one of the verses. So it's authentic. So that's why they said what is in Sahih Bukhari or Sahih Muslim has more weight than what it was in another book. So they try to compare them with means that what they regard that hadith of that book name they have to. How is this claim? So this is what the majority is. So people say that is authentic. As long as Shafi'i Rahmahullah Ta'ala has said, and after the position of the Shafi'iyah is at established, then there is no harm. One can take to that position. As I've always said, there are some thick issues at work. You cannot settle it now. Why? Because the son of themselves were unable to settle this matter. So you take to the opinion that what that no matter who is you. You take to the opinion that what that is more convincing to you. So and leave the rest. But for us to say we want to settle that matter, that means what you are claiming is that you have some other evidences with which we can watch and which may be difficult for us. There is nobody that will pop up with another evidence now. You will only be revolving around the evidence which was by those people. So if the Salah was calling, if they cannot have agreement on this matter, it will be difficult for us to have an agreement. And that's why the issue should be left like that. But to be on the same side, besides writing the sorry, besides Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim when you are reciting Suratul Fatiha, whether it is part of it, it's a part or it's not a part, take that aside. So this, let that be an academic exercise. And you recite what? You recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim whenever you are reciting Suratul Fatiha. Well, majority of the scholars believe that what you recite silently. But while you recite it aloud or recite it silently, you know how you are reciting it.
Send it to this number. But if the rate you will charge is still the normal rate that you are sending the SMS, without also being gathered as a
guide. Now, Alhamdulillah, Salaam, 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 if I understand the question, that means that somebody who opens a Coca-Cola bottle, what you find in the cover, that there is always something, and that thing is the price to be given to that person.
Maybe it's not a code.
Just a code. You don't know what you mean when you send it.
But you don't want to send it.
If they are saying that if you open it, you find something here, you must find something here, and you are going to wait to text a message, they are using it for that. So when you find something there, come and watch. Come and collect it, or they will bring it to you. If you find something there, but you must find something there. Then it now depends on the person who is what who is buying it. If it's something that what you will get something there when you buy it, but if you may get something there when you buy it. So if you buy it with the intention of what getting something, you are gambling. Not the intention that what you want to drink Coca-Cola. The intention is that what you are doing the promo now and you may win something. So when you buy it, cloud is happening as well.
I don't want to feel a particular stock, let you put stock in the right of the public price. To enter another for the product from the company that supplies me. Right now, I don't have it in my shop. Somebody called them, wanted to buy. So they paid my account by the money to get your financial.
Well, this will be looked for two ways. The first one is a particular thing you want to sell it to somebody. A particular thing. When I say a particular thing, I'm referring to, for instance, this phone, this particular one, this one, not the Bible, this particular that I'm holding. So I want to sell it to somebody. It is not permissible if I do not have it. With me that I will have to buy it from the person before buy it and sell it. So I have to buy it from the person that I want to get it from, then after that watch I will sell it. If I do not do that, what I've done is Geru Abdara. Because Messenger of Allah said, La tenus. What is not with you? Don't say it. But if what I want to say is not a specific one or a particular one, it's just a type. It may be this, it may be anyone. The person is just paying for something like this. So what would be requested? It's for the person to give me the specifications of what he wants. Okay, I need a laptop of so and so specifications. And I pay for it in advance, no amount. And the person wants to supply the exact word specification that I've asked for. This is known as their salary. Provided the person pays me full before the order comes. Provided he pays me full. If he doesn't pay me full, this is not permissible. So if he has paid full, he is expecting what? The commodity. This is permissible. It falls under the salary. But he has given me the description of what he wants. And I'm bringing the commodity based on his description. I hope you have seen the difference between this. Take for instance, okay, this building. This particular one, this one. Somebody comes to me that wants to sell the building. But he himself is not the owner of that building. And he's not an agent of the owner of the building. But he has the interest, or he has paid for the building. He has paid for the building, but he has not gotten what? The necessary document that will make him the owner of that building. Can he sell the building to me? He can't sell the building. Why? Because he has not taken possession of this particular building. So when he does that, it is there regard. Because he may get it, he may not get it. And both of us have agreed on this particular one. So this is not permissible. But if there are buildings like this, I said, I'm interested in what? In buildings like this. You have to say, okay, I can get you one. This is the amount. And I pay in full. How is this claim? So the specification given like this, I pay it in full. Then it's now delivering it to me. So when it's delivering, as long as what is delivering fulfills my what specifications, there is no harm. This is Beru Sala. This is permission. How do you see the difference? So there is difference between Beru Salam and Beru Gara. Beru Salam, permissible. Beru Gara, this is not permissible for Allah. Of what? Now, this is known as the next. It may be permissible if the one who is bidding his intention is not to increase the price of the commodity. He's more interested in the commodity, but maybe has had an agreement with the owner of the commodity that okay, somebody comes and say what, say $50,000, or say that, so that I'll be increasing. So with that, he's denying the one who is interested in buying to get that. So this is forbidden in Islam. So but if his intention is to get it, then I talk on the link of our Well, there is nothing like Islamic democracy. Democracy is government of the people. So when you say democracy, so you mean what? The government of the people, by the people, for the people, are supported by Islam. So there is nothing like Islamic democracy. So those who are using the word democracy to refer to justice, they are making mistakes. Now, what everybody that says was, we need democracy, that you say the person is working in the capital. Because in the meanwhile, by the statement, we want democracy, mean what we want justice. Huh? Thinking democracy means what? Justice. So those who use words like this, you have to understand their intention before you say this is what kufr. But there is nothing that is called what Islamic democracy, because democracy is government for the people, by the people, for the people, which means that what the people that will make the law. And Allah says in Shokmu, Illa Lillah. So it is not the people that make laws, Allah that what? That make laws. So in that situation, we say this is what? This is wrong. And that's why those who have entered into elections or who have entered into democracy of the thing in most of these Arab countries, you see, with the intention that what they want to Islamize it, you see, they've not been able to do anything tangible. Because there is no way you can say what. You want to practice democracy and you want to practice what? You want to part of the plan. You cannot combine those together. In Tunisia, the Hizbul Na'adar of Rashid Ghannouchi, they participated in the name of Islam and democracy, and the people voted for them because the people also want us, they wanted the Sharia. The majority of them, they were Muslims. So they wanted what? The Sharia, they voted for the Na'adar party. But since the people went into democracy, in democracy, we let the people drink what they want to drink. We let them wear what they want to wear. So the beer palace, they are still open. The tourist center where people who dress nakedly, their hearts, they are still in mosque. So this government will not do anything against that. So they are not trying to watch, they are trying to appeal to those people who are zealous as far as Islamic ruling is concerned, to say we have to take it gradually. Let us leave it gradually, you know, things will change. But we can't cancel these toilet centers now. We can't ban people from consuming intoxicants or the public places where people take things. We can't. This is because they went into democracy. And the laws of democracy will not allow them to ban all these things. So those people, the so-called Salafis in Tunisia, those groups who said what, we are Salafis, they started destroying these beer houses. Trying what? Attacking people who say they are being what? Terrorism. Because the religion is against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same thing in Egypt. Now Morsi is trying to also to make something called a personal declaration, which means that what he will be given power above what? The Egyptian. So the court, they cannot drag him to court and what he will now be asked to what? To leave the office. So he's trying to protect himself because there is no house of there is no parliament on ground now. So trying to protect himself, he declared his constitution that what? I am above what? The law now. Not immunity cafe. That is that it was above the law. Yes. So these people who do not have this thing, who do not support the Sharia of the thing, they are all against this. The Barade, the Abu Musa, the like. So they are not protected. So in one Muslim, the Salafis, they also go out to protect the support of what? Muslims. Now Mubarak spoke, said, what is all this nonsense that they are doing? That is that Muslims also what? That during his whole tenure, he did not do something like this now. He didn't come out to say what? I'm above the law. But people, some people are supporting that because it's their people that is their person that is here. These people are against him because. So the same protest in the time of Mubarak, the same protest now. And that's why you can't go through in true democracy and what you expect that one to us starting Islam here. Because democracy has what? Has caged you. You have to allow these things. But those who say we want democracy, we want democracy, you have to understand what they mean by democracy. Maybe they mean by democracy justice. You have to understand them before you attack them and try to correct them that what the meaning of democracy is so and so, not what you people are thinking or law. What is the deal here?
I want something to me. I got on the house.
I told okay, let's say it came to me to buy something. Okay? Maybe I'm trying to
think about it.
The problem is that confining the when you differentiate between a shadow light or shiko. Okay? In the last lesson, you said that shiko is not a mode of saying facing form.
Not only restricted to what?
But now, realization is the problem. You said that it comes in a different form. The relational form, I know it. Is that including from bringing, I mean, given that put up in from my summer, I mean?
I want what these scholars are saying that was every hamdu is shukur, but not every shukur is hamdu. So when you say hamdu, it has to do with what you do with what? The tongue. Huh? But when you say shukru, shukru may be with what? The tongue, may be with the limbs. Right? Maybe with the limbs. So this is what they are just trying to do. Why don't you say what? Alhamdu and shukru, they are the same thing. That means you praise somebody, huh? Because of the love and respect that you have for that person. Why must prove is when you praise somebody, not because of what? The love or the respect that you have for that person, not necessarily because of that.
No. In the book, whereby the religion is taught about how you keep my dog, what means that the religion is to stop the
religion? Well, it does have to do with the parents. So there are those who should tie them down, you know, to allow them to disturb others. For them to disturb the parents or the mother is better than what we give them to disturb other people. So they have to guide them.
Now, what is the Islamic meaning of getting what I want to do in the air and getting it off?
Now, as for the ear, so it is permissible to get the ear for a woman to put earrings, it is permissible. Ordinarily, it would have been, one would have said it's haram. So because this is all the practice of the Tawaf study, one would say it was permissible. But for them to create more than one, this is not the practice of the Tawaf, so one should not go beyond that. So the one who has done that, that is done, Allah and Masala. But the one who is yet to do it, maybe she's intending doing more than one now, let us stop that because the Prophet of Allah, Allah forbids doing tattooing. So this is not permissible. So and what about the ones now piercing the ear? As for the nose, this is also not permissible according to the stronger opinion of the scholars. Some scholars they allow it for beautification, but those scholars who are saying it's permissible. He said there are scholars who hold the opinion of what becomes wajib. So as a woman is doing it, she's covering it with not somebody who puts the what's it called, nose ring and displaying that public look allow.
Energy drink to intoxicants.
Energy drink and intoxicants? Well, I can't say no. Yes and I can't say no. So it depends on the composition of the drink. So one will have to look at that critically. Mostly because it's called energy drink and what you say is permissible. How you say it is what? So one has to look at the context.
An
excellent
portfolio from you. What happened is that I saw a Muslim praying on the bed of a defense from in the back, we are laughing, that's a thing, praying to the Prophet of Allah. That's what I actually mean, who is out of that? But that's a higher up. Then, following the person that prayed, I mean, the group for that, and the system.
Why?
I mean, the person, you look after the person or what?
No. Mm-hmm. One who is going, the Christians will not support us or not leave your person.
I mean,
praying on the janaza.
Yeah.
Okay. So a person doing it for a Catholic, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
A Muslim, a Catholic is playing Ghana, and a Muslim is doing a the janaza on the Catholic. Will you allow a Muslim to do that? Not complicated, just to
have a normal.
Every imam that was observing that for us, she thinks that that person is a Muslim. Maybe he thinks that the person is a Muslim. So you judge him according to that. Maybe you come that you are talking about the monarchy. Will a Muslim couple do that? Umar of Allah, he was telling him that the Messenger of Allah is a man that will do this, will do this, will do that. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wait, wait for me. I will do it, I've done that what? I've not been forbidden to not do it. So he went to do it, and that was revealed. وَلَا تُصَلِّي عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أُمَّةَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَكْمَ عَلَىٰ صَبْرٍ. So I do not pray on anyone of them that died. Huh? That is one. While I talk about the women don't go to the grave, they are grave. So this is specific with the Messenger of Allah. Allah. And that's why when Abu Talib died, it was Ali of Allah that went to bury the father. Only that God did not observe Salat al-Jinaza until. How is it? Observing Salat al-Jinaza is God general. Huh? It is God general. So the one who now violates it after the law has been established. So such a person will have to look at it critically. Has he done it because God is under duress? Huh? Or has he done it believing that God, the person deserves the Salat? If he believes that the person deserves the Salat, then he'll be careful. But if he does it because he's under duress, then Allah will tell you, Allah will not stand in the Usia. Illa man ukriya, likewise with God, Illa man ukriya, the Lord will be saying to the iman. But the one who does it in order to watch, in order to sweep somebody, this could be tantamount to Christian. Zalika annam mustahabul hayat al-dunya ala al-akhirah. So this will be applicable to them, Allah. Do things worse than this. It will be strange. But I'm hearing this for the first time that somebody will know that it's the Kafir and if you say, okay, I will observe the Salah of the Muslim family. You know, it's something that may Allah assist us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, ilaha illallah.